Good morning, Chief Wade. Amen. Good morning. All right. Good morning to everyone. Good morning to everyone. This is the day that the Lord has made. We rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Doxology, praise God, for whom all blessings flow.
Praise God from whom to see each and every one of y'all, and it's so good and satisfying to be in the land of the living. God has blessed each and every one of us. I called to worship. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem.
For there in that court is better than a thousand elsewhere. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness.
For the sake of the house of the Lord, our God, I will see your good.
They're planted in the house of the Lord. They flourish in the courts of our God.
O Lord, I love the habitation of your house, the place where your glory dwells.
But the Lord is his holy temple, that all earth be silent before him.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O God, my rock and my redeemer.
Oh, sing the Lord new song, for he is the mark of saints.
I will praise the Lord, all earth sees praise. We will do so by singing, pass me not, O gentle Savior.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior.
Calling Savior,
Savior.
my comfort. More than life for me. Whom have I on earth beside thee? Whom in heaven
I'm calling
Savior.
Oh, Savior,
hear my humble cry.
Father, we come to you this morning, first of all, to say thank you. Thank you, Master, for waking us up this morning and clothing us and keeping us together. God, you spared us one more time. So God, we come to you this morning to say thank you. You bless our family. Bless our family members. You bless our spouses, children, grandchildren, great-grands. You're just so good. So God, this morning we say thank you. Allowing us, the Lord, to live to see a day that we've never seen in this life. Not because of our good deeds, but because of your grace and your mercy. You erased all that stuff that we rendered on last week that was contrary to your teaching. And God, we are so grateful. We are so thankful for your grace and your mercy. Your word had declared that we all have sinned and fallen short of your glory. And your word had declared that your love covers a multitude of sins. So God, with good consecrated sense this morning, we pause to say thank you. You're still sitting on your throne. Well, your mercy is renewed every morning. And we thank you for new mercy this morning, giving us another opportunity to talk to you. Now, God, forgive us of all of our sins. Have mercy upon us. Now, God, we invite your Holy Spirit to move this morning. Have thine way this morning. Move from heart to heart and move from pew to pew. This is your time. This is your church and these are your people. Bless every person up under the sound of my weak voice this morning. We pray, God, for the choir members. Strengthen their vocal cords. Keep them focused on you, God. No distractions. Nothing that will pull their attention away from you this morning. As they come, God, to lift you up. You declared and decreed, if I be lifted up, I draw all men unto myself. Now, God, we pray, God, for this pulpit area. We pray, God, for double portion of your anointing to fall fresh upon us. Let your Shekinah glory move like it never moved before. Have thine way this morning. Somebody need a touch this morning. Somebody need a breakthrough this morning. Somebody need healing this morning. Come on, Holy Ghost. Come on, Holy Spirit. Stir the gift within us. Use us one more time. Keep the fire burning within us, God. We can make the proclamation like Jeremiah that it fell like fire. Shut up in our bones one more time. We love you. We claim it in Jesus' name. Amen.
For he is Lord. He is Lord. He is risen from the dead. And he is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is
coming back. One thing he didn't say when. Get your house in order. cause he's soon to come again.
Nothing on his name to lose.
Everything to gain. Help me now.
Come along, my friend. Come along. Get aboard and ride his train.
Come along.
Nothing on his train to lose. Everything to gain.
Come along.
Come along, my friend. Come along. Get on and ride his train. Nothing on his train.
Trains are coming. I can see it coming around the bend. You know the Lord, he said he would be, he'd be back, but he didn't say when. I advise you to get yourself in order. The Bible said that he's coming again. Nothing
on this train to lose.
Everything
to gain.
Well, come along,
my friend. Come along. Get aboard and ride this train. Nothing on this train to lose. Everything to gain.
Well, come along,
my friend. Come along, get aboard and ride this train.
Nothing
on this train to lose. Everything to gain.
Amen. Amen. Come along and ride this train. I thank for the men, the Sons of Violin Choir, to encourage us. We have nothing to lose, everything to gain. It's good to see so many men singing the gospel of the Lord today, this morning. Will all just bear with me. Our scripture will be taken from 2 Samuel, the 23rd chapter, verses 13-17. And I said this the other day, this has been on my heart all week. Thinking about the mighty men and I was hurt today about the sacrifices that many black soldiers went through, and this scripture was appropriate to me. Our scripture, verse 13. During harvest time, three of the 30 chief warriors came down to David at the cave of Adullam while a band of Philistines were encamped in the valley of Rephaim. And at that time, David was in his stronghold. The Philistine garrison Abandoned. He longed for water and said, oh, that somebody will give me a drink of water from the well near the gates of Bethlehem. So three of the mighty warriors broke the Philistine line and drew water from the gates of Bethel and carried it to David. But he refused to drink it. Instead, he poured it out before the Lord for far be it from me, Lord, that I do this. He said, this is not the blood of men that will stand alive. And David would not drink the water. Such were the exploits of the mighty men. God added a blessing to the heroes and doers of his work. God had sacrificed so much for us. I think of that passage of scripture. I thirst, when Jesus was giving vinegar wine. Now, we sometimes have vinegar wine in our spirit, but when Jesus is thirsty, will we break the rank just like this man just to give him water? We need to be account of what we praying for.
Good morning, John's Chapel.
Good morning.
All right, good to see everybody this morning. So glad that you have chosen to come and worship with us this morning. What a blessed day. We are here to do the announcements, but before I get into the announcement, we first like to recognize our guests, those who have chosen to visit with us this morning. Will you please stand so you can be recognized? Any guests, any visitors? If you share your name or anything you'd like to share at this time. Okay, well, thank you. The Kimby family has her nephews and all her relatives with us today. Amen, thank you. Are there any other guests? Amen, not seeing any others. So on behalf of our pastor, Reverend William White Jr., our ministerial staff, our officers, and the members of John's Chapel, we are so blessed and thankful that you have chosen to come and visit with us this morning. And please come back again. Amen? And Pastor White will have a special greeting just later on in our services for each and every one of you. Thank you. All right. Now, looking at our announcements in our bulletin, each one of you should have received one. We ask that you read and rule and govern yourselves accordingly. I will not read all the announcements that are printed. They are printed there for your reading, so please take time to do that. On page 6, we're looking at our prayer concerns. Please be aware of our sick and our shut-ins. Visit them, call them if you can. Let them know you're thinking about them. Amen? And on that note, I do want to announce that Sister Yvette Williams, I think she had... she's back from her surgery. She had the surgery, and I think she's doing well. We thank the Lord for intervening. Amen? Amen. Don't you know the Lord will make a way for your surgery, too? Amen. All right. Yes, you're welcome. Oh, I'm sorry. I said the wrong name. Miss Yvette Matthews, right? Matthews, okay. We apologize. Thank you for the correction. Sister Yvette Matthews, okay. Amen. We like to be corrected because the Bible said you got to be corrected.
Right.
Come on.
That's right. Get it. Yeah, that's right. Jump on him.
Hey,
get me.
I'm grounded. Come on.
I used to get it messed up myself. She jump all on me. Get on him. Yeah. There you go.
Thank you so much.
I love it. Get back on him some more. Get him.
Okay. All right. Amen. Thank you. All right. Yeah, we got a lot of stuff here. Let's see what else I want to announce. I want to announce about this coming Saturday at 11 o'clock. The Sons of Allens is offering free meals for everyone who like free meals this Saturday here at the church at 11 o'clock. So please bring somebody with you. All right. We got the conferences going on. Everybody got all that good stuff. You can make the closed closet. All right. The closed closet is currently open now, y'all, to receive clothes for children. Children clothing only. They're needing some children clothing only. So if you have some children clothing, please bring them by the church so we can put those in our church clothes closet. Amen. All right, y'all. All right. That's a lot of good stuff. All right. On this coming week, the 24th through the 26th, that's Monday through Wednesday, our own Pastor White will be running a revival at Greater St. Matthew's in Brantley, Alabama, at 7 o'clock nightly. So I'm quite sure he may add some more to that later on. So I know he'll want us to come and share with him. Amen. All right. Now we're going to turn now to our birthdays. And recognize our birthdays. So if you're here, make some noise so we can recognize you, all right? Celebrating the birthday on August the 23rd. That's the day. Sister Marge Simmons, all right. I think Marge said she turned 35, I think. Don't she? Also on the day, Savannah Atkins turning, 16, huh? No, 26. Everyone in 2000, that's 26 years old, okay. Anybody know Savannah? Okay. Well, she exists. All right, August the 25th, James L. Crawford, Jr. Okay. All right. And also on the 25th, Sabrina R. Ward. Okay. All right. And then on the 27th, Sister Hattie Huggins. Amen. I think she said it'd be 102. I think she said. She's trying to get there. Amen. And then on August the 28th, Shana B. Demby. Shana in the house. Aye, Shana. All right. Also on the 28th, 2007, Kayla Hargrove turned 19 years old. Amen. Are there anyone else celebrating a birthday this week and we did not announce your name? All right. Good job. All right. So at this time, we're going to ask everyone to stand to your feet as we sing Happy Birthday in honor of the birthday recipients. Amen. All right, we got our man Casey. All right, Casey's gonna lead us. Amen.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Amen, amen. Thank you. Thank you, Kasem. Thank y'all. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
High five, buddy. Boy, you're looking good. Slimming up. Oh, look at it. How old are you now, Kasem? How old are you now?
He said, what did you say, sir?
Let's get our baby a hand coming for you. Amen.
8 years old. 8 years old. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Kasem. There are no wedding anniversaries on record for this week. So as I take my seat, coming from our Sunday school lesson this morning, I'm going to leave you with this. Do not let your spiritual flame go. Do not let your spiritual flame go. Rekindle your God-given spiritual gifts. We all can do it, huh? Put some little breath on that spiritual ember right there. Blow on a little bit. Put more fire in your gill, okay? Come on, put some fire in your get up. Come on, we can do that. Paul told us to do it. He told Timothy to do it. So I'm telling y'all, keep the fire burning for Jesus. Amen?
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Brother Ricky Britt. Let's give him a hand clap of praise for our announcements this morning. Thank you all. Give yourselves a hand clap of praise. Amen? Amen. Bless you all. Thank you all for attending church this morning. At this time now, we're getting ready to hear from Sister Deborah Faye Brown.
Yes, sir.
With our Pastor Abe Boy.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Let's hear.
Good morning, John Chapel.
Good morning.
As you know, we're getting ready to do a big celebration for our pastor and first lady. It would be September the 13th at 3 o'clock. We're asking everyone to wear their royal blue and gold. We're going to eat lunch after the morning service. And also, we don't want you to forget, we want to show our honor and bring our donations, our appreciations on that day. You're welcome to bring your cards, gifts, and monetary donations. $ Willie White hot dog. Our theme is recognizing their tireless work in the church and in the community, Matthew 9 and 38. Jeremiah 3 and 15, and I will give you a pastor according to my heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. Today I'm going to acknowledge three core words that describe a pastor's role and character. They are shepherd, teacher, and a servant. Now, last Sunday when we honored Sister White, Reverend White got a little green. He didn't have a gift. So I'm going to ask the church family to help me out to see if he deserves a gift today. A shepherd, does Pastor White guide, protect, and cares for the spiritual well-being of the church family?
Yes!
You're looking good. Teacher, does he explain and share the message of Scripture to help people grow in faith?
Yes!
Last, servant, leads with humility and puts the need of the community before their own?
Yes!
Now, I heard somebody say you do all right. So I'm sorry, you won't be receiving a gift today. You had to meet all three. So we'll bless Sister White with the gift.
What?
Marge, it's inside the bag. Marge, take it out of the bag. Marge. That's her gift.
Bless your heart. Amen.
We love you, Sister White.
Amen.
So, Pastor has to work on
who
that.
Said, who said, who
he
said?
He has to work on number three.
Who said, yeah?
So,
who said I did all right?
Maybe
who
next
time.
I'm sorry. So, maybe next Sunday, we'll be able to tell Pastor White that we love him too.
Bless you.
Cry,
amen. Some. No, sir. No, sir. Bless you. Thank you. Where did she go? She left the building. Okay. Good. Uh-huh. Good. Good. The cup. I'm not going to show you. Yeah. Okay, we got a cup. Okay, I got my cup. What is cup? Okay, I got my cup. A coffee cup. Okay, she observed. She said I drink a lot of coffee. Okay, what else I got? Okay. She want me to show my bag. Okay, I got a bag. All right, we got to go. All right. The Lord is on my side. Okay, I will not fear. Psalm 118:6. Okay, that's good. I carry my bag. Huh? Inside bag. Okay, yellow. Bright. It brightens the spirits. Yeah, good. Okay. Amen. I got a cord. Yeah. Is something in here? All right, good. I like that. I like cord with stuff in it. Yeah. I can open it. I can't see. I can open it. Let me see. Let me open it. Yeah. Yeah. Hold on. It's tight, too. All right. Yeah. Okay. All right. All right. All right. And then that's in it. You be playing. All right, let's see. Okay, good. All right. Okay, thank you. And God bless you. Amen. All right. Got me Circle K. All right. Reloadable gift card. All right. Gift card. How much on it? All right. All right. Dollar Tree. All right. What is it him? I can't read that. Oh, my glasses. I got glasses. All right, $20. Yeah. All right. Coffee. $20 on the coffee. Amen. All right. We love you, Pastor. Pastor Abel in 2026. All right. Thank you all. Yay. Thank you. And then I have something else in here. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I have my candy. I have my candy. My chocolate candy. Yeah. Yes, Lord. All right. Thank you all. Yeah, I love my candy. I love my candy. Thank you, Sister Deborah Faye and Pastor Avoy. Thank you all, members. Thank you all. You all are so kind. It's just nice to be nice, right? And I'm so thankful and grateful. And it is on the month of August, and the appreciation is in September. I just can't wait, amen, amen, for you know, the big lights and, you know, for, you know, the finale, yeah, you know, amen. So thank God for you, thank God for you. Sister White, what did you get? You okay? All right, good. Thank you, honey. All right. She like, go on. All right. Thank you all. Thank you all. Thank you all. Let's get ready for this week. Keep me in prayer. We had a great time last week. Thank you all for attending the revival. We were able to have a great time on that Thursday night. You all were there. Thank you, members. Thank you, Brother Brent, along with the choir, for participating on Thursday night. Thank you all. Now, on Saturday, they will not have the Sons of Allen cooking. We're going to wait to after annual conference, okay? We're going to wait after annual conference. We start back our cooking, which is in the month of October. So we'll wait till October. They'll start back their cooking. Also, Children's Church will start back probably after annual conference. We'll wait until after annual conference to start back our Children's Church session. So we're looking at probably in October. We'll start back our Children's Church session in October. So thank you, members, for our Children's Church, and go from there. Be alert with our official board meeting before this money's out. We may have a call session, just a press session for our official board here, our financial report. We may have a press session just for our official board going into annual conference. So we have our dates with our annual conference, so be prepared for our annual conference coming up ASAP. A lot of information been traveling now with our emails. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Our calendar board, our board going into the fellowship hall announcement board. Make sure we read our announcement board. We have a lot of announcements on our announcement board that we can't read off of my text message as well as off a program because we'll be here about 2 or 3 hours. I mean, it's a lot of announcements that come in. So we print an announcement, put them on our announcements board so you can now, so make sure you go and read them off the announcement board. Thank you all. Thank you all. It's political season. So we're going to be able to vote. That's going to be on the announcement board, all the different things of that nature. So thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, that's it. Brother Ricky Britt, you know we're going with our presiding elder next week. He's going to preach, so make sure you get Brother Ricky Britt. The bus has already been filled. It's full, so now we're going to fill up the van. The van is going to follow the bus to Fort Walton, Florida on Wednesday morning. So, amen. So let's make that transition. Thursday. Thank you. All right, that's it. To our guests, amen. Let's give our guests another hand clap of praise. Amen. Amen. Good to see you all this morning. How you all doing, young people? If you all in college, I mean, if you all are in school, please stand. Yes, if you're in school, please stand. There you go, stand. If you're in school, look at our children. Daycare all the way up to college. There you go, yeah. Look at our students. They are here this morning. Come on, y'all, let's give them a hand clap of praise. Yeah, good. Good, you may be seated. Thank you all. So we know that you all made that transition back in school. You're doing well in school. We're proud of you all. Continue to make A's and AB's and just be great students. Thrive. Do your best. Do your best. Do your best in school. And we have high expectations for you all. And we know that you all are leaders, and leaders are thinkers, forward thinkers, and go ahead and make sure you lead the way. Don't be a follower, be a leader. God has called you to be a leader. You all are born for this, and you all are going to do well. Amen. Amen. To our guests, when you come to John's Temple, we're going to love you no matter who you are, where you have been, what you look like. You're going to be loved here in our church. The church of unconditional love, not just words on a piece of paper, but words that flow from our hearts, mind, and soul. To our guests, you all are at the right place at the right time. Let's give our guests another hand clap of praise. Amen. 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 I saw you, young person. I saw you. You, they were like that. Amen. Bless you. Good. All right, let's go. Officers, let's get ready now for the lifting of our tithes and our offering. Our mission. Let's prepare now to give in our tithes and our offering. Thank you all for our Men and Women's Day celebration. All right, make sure that we keep our commitment for our Men and Women's Day celebration. We ask each member for $100 for our Men and Women's Day celebration. We have to start strong and finish strong. We got to finish the compass year real strong. Our goal is $7,000 for our Men and Women's Day celebration. So we'll make sure that we give. You can give today of your $100 assessment along with your tithes and offering. It's preparing our giving. But we know that God loves a cheerful giver. Repeat after me. When I tithe, I acknowledge God as my source, my supplier, and my sustainer. When I tithe, I acknowledge God as my source, my supplier, and my sustainer. When I tithe, I acknowledge God as my source, my supplier, and my sustainer. Let's stand all over the church. Let's prepare now and our giving. Follow us for leadership. Come on, let us stand. Let us come around and give. Come on, let us stand. Let us come around and give.
Happy day,
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus walked.
When Jesus walked.
Oh, when he walked.
When Jesus walked.
When Jesus walked.
When Jesus walked.
Every day. God is a doctor, and he won't change. He'll do today what he did before, same yesterday and forevermore. God is a doctor, and he won't change.
And he won't change. change.
God is God,
and He won't change.
Ooh, He can do it again,
like He did before.
Same as today and forevermore.
God
is God,
and He won't change.
Say praise the Lord. Come on, let all the saints of God say hallelujah. Come on and give God your best praise this morning. Come on and give God your best praise this morning. Come on and give God your best praise this morning. Is the microphone working this morning? Come on and give God your best praise this morning. Check mic 1, 2, 3. Come on and give God your best praise this morning. I don't believe the microphone working this morning. Come on and give God your best praise this morning. them, I think you need to give me some more volume. They can't hear me. I'm talking about the one who woke you up this morning.
Yeah, yeah.
Who clothed you and kept you in your right mind.
Yeah.
Check mic 1, 2, 3. The one who looked beyond your faults and recognized your need. Oh, it's on, not Cam. Yeah. The Lord is good.
Yeah.
His mercy endureth forever. He's worthy to be praised. Let the redeemer of the Lord say so. Let everything that has breath praise you, the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praise, his praise, his praise. When I'm broke, when I'm busted and disgusted, his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hey! Hey, hey, hey! Hey! Amen. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of God. What a joy it is to be able to come in God's house to magnify and glorify his holy name. So thankful and grateful for our choir this morning. Let's give the men a hand clap of praise. Thank God for using them. One more time, quickly, pin on the back of your bulletin. Thank you, Tech Team. Thank you for doing such a great job, making sure that we have our 3 points in place. Hat off the press. Thank you, Sister Simmons. Thank you, Sister Lorene. Thank you all for doing it in such a quality way. Thank you all. Recognition, reach, and rise. Got your 3 points. Quickly, church flow. Put it on social media, on platforms. Hit your locations real quick. Thank you. We create FOMO. FOMO, the acronym for FOMO is what? Who said that? Good. Sister Yvette Matthews. Matthews with an S. Not Matthew. Matthews with an S. Thank you. Amen. You get it right, Ricky Bree. Thank you. Yeah. And she's from, where you from? She's from everywhere. Yeah. She said I have to learn how to, you know. Amen. Good. All right, good. I love you. Good. All right. Matthew 8 chapter, we got to go. Sister Rich, how are you? You doing well? Good to see you. I cancel one with District 1. Let's give a hand clap of praise. Amen. 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 Doing a fantastic job here in District 1. We see the improvement that taking place right in front of our church. We're getting our road paid all in our community. Amen. Let's give another hand clap of praise. Amen. Amen. Peavy Park, I know this is not a paid political announcement. I just like riding through and looking, you know? Amen. And when I see good stuff, I talk about good stuff. Amen. Amen. When you ride through, just highlight all the good things. A lot of people like highlighting the bad things. We like to highlight the good stuff. Amen. Amen. So thank you for standing up for our community as well as for our city. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Matthew, the 8th chapter, the 14th verse. Brother Rich, you doing well? He said, for sure. Amen. Good. What up with Dr. Nichols? Okay, good. How you doing? Good to see you. Retired presiding elder Huggins. Come on, y'all. Let's give him a hand clap of praise. Been under the weather, but he pushed through to make it to church one more time. I won't be long. Amen. So y'all gonna have to dance in and blend in real quick. You got your 3 points. Brother Brent playing the music. It's time to go. Amen. 14th verse, Matthew 8, Matthew 8, the 8th chapter, 14th verse. And when Jesus was coming to Peter's house, he saw his wife, mother, lay and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her. And she arose and ministered unto them. Amen. Two verses. And when Jesus was coming to Peter's house, he saw his wife, mother, lay and sick of fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her. And she arose and ministered unto them. Quickly, using for a subject this morning, down but not out. Amen. Look to your neighbor, to your left, and say, neighbor, my good neighbor, down but not out. Look to your neighbor, to your right, and say, neighbor, my sure enough good neighbor, down but not out. Amen. The usher may be seated. Thank you for serving. Thank you for serving, ushers. We have learned in the course of pastoring, preaching, young people as well as adults, there are really three groups of people in this world. There are those who are in a storm, there are those who are coming out of a storm, and there are those who are headed into a storm. There are really three groups of people in this world. Write it down. Don't never lose sight of this. Three groups of people in the world. There are those who are in a storm, coming out of a storm, or headed into a storm. There are really just three groups. You are in a storm, you're coming out of a storm, or you're headed into a storm. Storms are inevitable. They are coming. No matter what we do, we cannot stop storms, spiritual storms, from coming. No matter what we have, no matter who we are, our status does not exempt us from having storms in this life. Three groups. You are in a storm, you are coming out of a storm, or you are headed into a storm. Keep on living. Keep on living. Keep waking up in the morning, kicking them covers off of you, watching the sun rise in the east. Storms are coming. Doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are, what side of the tracks you live on, storms are coming. But we were taught that storms, as a Christian, are not designed to destroy you. But storms are designed to help develop you, mold and shape you, to help strengthen your relationship with God. And that's why I love reading the book of Matthew, because this book shows us that in the midst of all of your storms, God is able to make a way for you. God is able to use each storm to develop and cultivate your relationship with Him. Matthew, the author of this particular book, he was a Jewish tax collector. And after Matthew hearing the call of God upon his life, Matthew left everything that he had and followed our Jesus. That's a teachable moment right there. I beg to differ with people. who make the proclamation, I heard the calling of God in my life, but yet they remain the same. After the calling of God has entered into your life, change will come. After God called Matthew, change took place in his life. He exited from being a tax collector to preaching the gospel of Jesus the Christ. You cannot remain the same after the word of God has captured your heart. Lord have mercy. You cannot remain in the same spot nor in the same position after the Lord has captured you from the inside out. Matthew went from being a Jewish tax collector to sharing the gospel. And whenever you have hindsight and look back over your life, when the word of God captured your heart, God captured your hands, God captured your head, and God captured your feet. You all miss your shop cue. Whenever you pause for a moment and look back over your life, and when you gave your heart to the master, he captured your head, he captured your hands, and he captured your feet. You miss your shout cue again. That's why you're in church this morning, because the Lord changed you from the inside out. In our text this morning, the Bible says, and when Jesus was coming to Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. Point number one is recognition. Jesus saw her. Recognition, the act of noticing, seeing, and acknowledging. And when Jesus was coming to Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of fever. Recognition, write it down, the act of noticing, seeing, and acknowledging. Jesus saw her. Lord have mercy. When Jesus comes into your situation, he knows what's taking place in your heart, mind, and soul. When Jesus shows up in your situation, you don't have to give him the details. You don't have to explain to him what's taking place concerning your situation. You just need to embrace yourself, Lord have mercy, for the Lord to deal with what you're going through. Because the text said that Jesus sees her. Not that Peter's mother-in-law able to recognize him, but he's able to recognize her in her condition. Lord have mercy. I'm so thankful that the text makes it crystal clear that Jesus is able to look at her, and not so much her able to look at him. He's able to notice her, not that Peter's mother-in-law able to recognize him at this point. That's something to shout about this morning, because God is showing us, even in our condition, that he's still able to see us, amen, in the midnight hour. While other folk not able to understand our tears in the midnight hour, while other people not able to understand the pain that we go through, because we're able to put up a facade as if everything is all right, everything is fine. This is a fever from within. This woman is going through something that she's able to hide through the outside. She's able to put makeup on and cover it up. She's able to put on her church face with a smile and able to behave in a church manner. She's able to cover it up from the outside because she's hurting on the inside. But the text says Jesus able to see her condition. Ooh, I like that. That's the power power of God from within, he's able to see, amen, beyond our facades. He's able to see beyond our facial expression. He's able to see behind the wall itself. You better thank God this morning that the Bible says man able to look at the outside, but God is able to look from within. Man look at the outer appearance, but God looks at the heart. And because this woman was laying on a bed, God was able to look at her heart. And when the Lord is able to recognize what you're going through, God is able to fix that problem. Oh, Church of the Living God, I'm so glad this morning that the God that we serve, when he's able to recognize your suffering and the stuff that you're going through, he's able to fix that problem. You ought to shout this morning, knowing that the God that you serve, when he shows up in your house, change has got to take place. I'm glad this morning that he showed up at Peter's house. And the Bible says he's in the house of Peter. Notice now that the text is making it crystal clear. Before Jesus recognized this woman, he's in Peter's house. Notice that the text did not declare that he's in the woman's house, nor in Peter's wife's house, but he's in Peter's house. Don't miss this. Maybe it's day man, Peter's wife, mother-in-law, was a good woman for the man, the son-in-law, to take care of his mother-in-law. Oh, Lord have mercy. Maybe it's Peter's mother-in-law was a good woman because Peter, Lord have mercy, the son-in-law is taking care of his mother-in-law. You got to learn right now how to sow good seed and be kind to people around you, because you never know at the end of the day who will be there to assist you and help you along the way. It's not her own children taking care of her, it's Peter, Lord have mercy, her son-in-law, who's pausing to help her and to assist her. It's not her daughter, it's Peter, who's trying to help her and assist her while she's sick and dying. It's not her sons. It's not her brother. It's not her sister. It's not, amen, even her relatives or people in the community. It's her son-in-law. Y'all about to miss your shot cue. Who's been kind and nice to assist her in his house. Ooh, I like that. That's why, again, Grandmama said, if I can help someone as I pass along, if I can cheer someone with a word or a song, then my living won't be in vain. I thank God for Peter in the text, for God to recognize this woman in his house. Right people, right results equals, amen, right environment. Right people, right environment equals right results. Peter in the text, it's obvious he developed right environment. Peter in the text had developed a right environment because he was able to assist his mother-in-law. Peter deleted whatever took place in the past. You got to let the past be the past. Somebody in the family got to have enough sense in order to keep things moving forward. You got to stop the fussing and the fighting so that the family can be blessed by God. It's obvious in the text because Peter, Lord have mercy, had a rough life. When you read about Peter, you'll see Peter wasn't so much a churchgoer. Peter did not attend Bible study quite often. No vacation Bible school. No Sunday school quite often. You remember Peter, the same Peter who denied Jesus, the same Peter that carried a switchblade. You remember Peter in the text, he was a rough cookie. I mean, the Bible says quite often he said some words that were not church word, but the text says that Peter had enough in him to take care of his mother-in-law. Y'all about to miss this. So Peter
Peter had a great environment for God to move. That's your shout cue right there. When you get back home, you create an environment that Jesus is welcome in your home, and God will not only show up, but God will show out in your house. Yes, I'm glad this morning that the God that we serve, he is showing us in the text. When he shows up in your house, here come your hot dog moment, that your setback is a setup for a comeback. Yes, hot dog, you got to realize that when the Lord shows up in your house, your setback is a setup for a comeback. Yes, not when the pastor, not when Peter, not when the deacons, not when the stewards, but when the Lord have mercy, when the Lord shows up in your house, your setback is a setup for a comeback. Say yes. And the Bible says, and he touched her hand, and the fever left her. Point number two is reach. Reach meaning to help, or to connect, to touch, or to bless. Jesus touched her. This fever was troubling her. This was her personal storm. And Jesus touched her, God. Not Peter's mother-in-law touching him, but Jesus touching her. When the Lord is able to touch you, things will change. We used to sing a song that says, reach out and touch as the Lord is passing by. Jesus can change what has been troubling you. And this fever has been troubling her down through the years. And the text said that Jesus touched her. When the Lord is able to touch you, that's when you have a personal testimony with the Lord. When the Lord is able to touch you, Lord have mercy, God is able to show you that with him all things are possible. When the Lord is able to touch you, he's able to give you joy in the midnight hour. When the Lord is able to touch you, you don't have to tell people that you're saved and you're sanctified and Holy Ghost filled and fire baptized. When the Lord is able to touch you, people will notice the change. People will see the change. People will notice your behavior. I'm so glad this morning that the text made it crystal clear that Jesus touched her. I'm so glad that when the Lord is able to touch you, it's your testimony at the end of the day. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. He woke me up this morning. He clothed me and kept me in my right mind. The Lord been good to me. I know that the Lord touched me. He woke me up. He clothed me and he kept me in my right mind. He touched me. I know that the Lord touched me. I'm able to pray for people who expected to use me and abuse me. You able to pray for people who did you wrong. You know that the Lord touched you. While you broke, busted, and disgusted, you still can praise His holy name. Say yes. And the Bible says, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. Point number three is rise. To rise meaning to recover, to move forward, get up. Jesus raised her. After her healing took place, the Bible said the fever left her. She ministered unto them. She was down, but not out. After Jesus recognized, after Jesus reached, now she had the ability to rise. And whenever she got up off the bed, she began to serve the Lord. Grateful people love to serve the Lord. The woman in the text is grateful because God just healed her. She was down, but not out. And because she was down, but not out, God lifted her up off her sick bed. She went from a sick bed to serving. And whenever you see the goodness of God upon you, you'll realize that I'm saved to serve. We're not saved to sit. We are saved to serve. God has healed you in order to be a blessing to someone else. The woman in the text is teaching us you can be down, but not out. Whenever you have an encounter with the Lord, grateful people, people who appreciate what the Lord has already done in our lives, we seek and look for opportunities to be able to serve the Lord. And I'm glad this morning that the God that we serve, He is able to give you strength in the midst of your weakness. He is able to give you power in the midst of your storms. Oh, Church of the Living God, is there anybody in here this morning who can testify that you've been down but not out? I mean, you had some personal storms where you felt like throwing in the towel. You felt like quitting. You felt like just giving up on life. But you had a little talk with Jesus, and the Lord strengthened you. God gave you power from on high. And it's your testimony that He is a God that sit high this morning. You can't go over Him. He is a God that He sit wide this morning. You can't go around Him. He is a God that sit low this morning. You can't go under Him. Yes, it's your testimony this morning. He is a God that you can't hurry, so don't you worry. He may not come when you want Him, but He's always on time. Yes, I'm glad this morning that you're down but not out. Yes, but the Bible says, they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Mighty wings like an eagle. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint. Yes, when you're down but not out, the Bible says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy got to come in the morning. Say yes. Say yes. Say yes. Hey, hey, hey. I'm down, but can't take it away. Say yes. He died for your sins and mine. He died so that all of us can live. Hey, hey, hey. I'm so glad that he didn't stay dead early Sunday morning. He got up, down but not out. 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 He got up. Down, but not out. Maybe you're this morning. Maybe you're this morning and you're not saved. Give an invitation to Christian discipleship. I want you to come again in a hurry and surrender it all to the Lord. Come and say, God, I'm ready. I'm ready to commit to you. I'm ready, God, to serve. You've been good to me. I'm ready to rise and go to work now. I need you to come. Maybe you're here and you're saved and have a relationship with the Lord and you want to come and be a part of our church family, come to the Christian experience, come to church letter. Come because God has called you to come to be a part of our church family. We'd love to have you. Come to the Christian experience, come to church letter. Come because God is speaking to you. We'd love to have you. Maybe here this morning you need prayer. Come to my left, your right. And you can kneel at the altar. But if you're searching for salvation, looking for a church home, we'd love for you to come to my right, your left, and be a part of our church family. Or come seek prayer. Come. Let's stand over church. Come.
Whatever you need.
Come, we're gonna have you. Come,
God's got it.
Come.
He's got it.
Come.
And he's waiting to give it to you.
Come.
Whatever you need.
Come. There you go.
God's got it.
Bless you. Come.
Whatever you need.
Come.
God's got it.
Come.
Whatever you need.
Come.
God's got it. He's got it, and he's waiting to give it to you.
Come.
If you need more love, God's got it. If you need more love.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up our sister before you. God, right now, Sister Nicole, continue, Lord, to be with her. Continue to lead and guide her. Pray, God, for Aiden. Pray, God, for Ace. Continue, Lord, to be a fence all around her babies. Take them all hurt, harm, and danger. Keep their future looking bright. We claim the victory. Another successful year. Another successful decade. Keep blessing her and her family. Claim good health. Give her the desires of her heart. Make a way for her in the name of Jesus. Everything the devil meant for evil, turn it out for her good. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Sister Sean. Continue, Lord, to bless her and to keep her. Her family, as she intercedes on behalf of her family, Continue to strengthen her. Be a fence all around her. Give her that firewall that she's standing in need of. Every evil thought, every evil intent, reverse the curse right now in the name of Jesus. We claim it in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up our baby, Sister Elston, before you. Keep them in perfect peace. Be a fence around her. Protect from all hurt, harm, and danger. Reverse any curse right now in the name of Jesus. Keep a God in your care. We claim the victory in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up our sister, Sister Matthews, before you. Continue, Lord, to smile upon her and strengthen what she's weak and build what she's torn down. We claim the victory, God, for healing her body, touching her body, her leg, her knee. Thank you, God, for your healing touch. She come in with a walker. She come in a wheelchair, but now, God, look at her, walking on her own strength. You a healer. Thank you for your healing touch. Continue, Lord, to heal. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray, God, right now that the Lord will continue to smile upon me, on this family. Pray, God, right now for your healing touch. Pray, God, for your angels to be around the children, around the grandmother, protected from all hurt, harm, and danger. Everything the enemy meant for bad, turn it out for their good. And they plant good seeds and good soil. We claim the victory. God, work the miracle that she's standing in need of. Right now in the name of Jesus. Bind every demonic spirit, every evil spirit. In the name of Jesus. Have thine way, God. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for the young people at your altar, full of joy, full of laughter, full of smile. Bless them, God. Use them as leaders in school and in the community. They go through so much, a lot of stress upon them. But God, build a fence around them, protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger. We claim the victory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Bless you. Doxology, praise God, from whom all blessings flow.
Thank you.
Praise God from whom
all blessings flow. Yeah.
may the grace of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, abide with the side of us for hands for forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray, let every heart sing.
Amen.
Thank you.